Welcome to Creating on Purpose.
Hello, Lion.
Hi, Anadea.
This is fun.
Well, creation is fun. Creation is ecstasy. I was thinking about that this morning, that God experiences ecstasy in this creation.
And it is ecstatic. It's the blocks that are a pain.
Yeah. So what is creating on purpose?
Well, we create all the time. And we create some things we don't want, right?
A lot.
That's not creating on purpose. We create messes. We create mistakes. But creating on purpose is really becoming a conscious creator of your reality. And when enough people do this together, we become conscious creators of the future.
One of our original titles was Co-Creating Heaven on Earth, because we decided that heaven on earth is what we really want. We really want to create a beautiful paradise here on earth.
And that's possible.
It is possible. Co-creating, it always requires someone else.
Mm-hmm.
So you and I created the book together, and now we've manifested our purpose of spreading the gospel of manifestation.
And our agenda was to create more manifestors, more people who really know how to manifest, because we have a vision of that it's possible to create heaven on earth, but it's going to take a lot of people knowing how to manifest in order to do that.
And as we said in our workshop, everyone already is a master manifester. They are creating their reality. It's just that they're creating a lot of things they don't want, as well as the things they do want.
So we need to learn to discreate what we don't want and create what we do want.
Right. So what's this process of manifestation? A lot of people talk about it. Some people say that all you have to do is concentrate on what you want and it will appear.
Well, we don't see it quite that simple. You know, you could concentrate on wanting to put a road through the woods, but what do you do about the trees that are there? They're not going to go away by themselves.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's create something on purpose. What might we create?
Well, I'm looking for a house right now.
Oh, yeah? Well, what would you start with?
Well, first I start with the idea. And let's say I want to build one. I'm actually looking for one ready-made, but you could use this process for either one. But let's say we want to build a house. That idea has to come into your head. You know, every building that exists on this planet began as someone's idea.
Well, in fact, everything that's man-made began with someone's idea. If you look around the room right now, everything here started as someone's idea.
Yeah, every article of clothing, every piece of furniture, every book was someone's idea.
And it's my belief that the universe itself started with a good idea.
And you're into beliefs, are you?
I am indeed.
So I have this idea of creating a house.
Great. Well, let's take it from the top. So ideas start in the seventh chakra and the connection to the divine in the space of infinite possibility.
And so we have a principle for that. Consciousness creates, which means that everything that is created through consciousness. I mean, if you don't have consciousness, you can't really create something, right?
That's the way it appears.
And that our thoughts are actually the beginning of creating reality.
So you have this idea, you want to build a house. Well, can you visualize that house?
Yeah, I can close my eyes and I can see I want high ceilings and I want a view and I want it nice and light and spacious and a good kitchen. I really like a good kitchen.
So we've taken your idea in the seventh chakra and moved it down to the sixth chakra, visualization.
Mm-hmm. But even more than just seeing the house, I see myself coming home and turning the key in the door and walking in and feeling really good about walking into it. I see myself having friends over for dinner, maybe holding a place where I can hold workshops, a place that is just really a sanctuary, a temple.
So visualization is not just visual. It's also auditory and sensorial, kinesthetic. So it brings in all the senses. When we visualize, we bring in all of the senses to the picture making.
I can smell cooking in the kitchen.
What's cooking?
Let's see. Some nice homemade gluten-free bread.
Great. Good. So now you've got your visual picture, but it's still inside your head, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
So in order to bring it further down into the world, you need to talk to someone about it. So who would you go to begin the conversation?
Well, if I were building it from scratch, I'd go to an architect. If I were looking for a house ready-made, I'd go to a real estate agent. And I've been talking to real estate agents lately because I am looking for a house. So I tell them what I want.
So now you're communicating in the fifth chakra, the throat chakra.
Mm-hmm. And conversation catalyzes. In fact, I'm telling everybody, hey, I'm looking for a place. Tell me if you know of anything.
And the fastest way to manifest a dream is to talk about it to everyone, because you'll never know who has the right connection to that thing you're looking for.
As we say, talk is cheap. Do lots of it.
So let's say that you have a great real estate agent or an architect. And now how do you get into relationship with them? And what do you have to do to engage with other people to bring your manifestation to reality?
Well, every dream that gets brought into reality involves many people. So if I'm building a house, I've got to find the land. I've got to be in relationship to the neighbors around there. I've got to deal with the building department. I've got to find a contractor to do the main building, painters, you know, cement layers, carpenters, designers. You know, there's a lot of people that I'll have to deal with in order to build my house.
So you're in the realm of relationships, the fourth chakra.
Mm-hmm. Many relationships.
Mm-hmm. And then what? What do you do? You've had all these conversations, but you got to get into action.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's where we come down to third chakra and we say power produces. This is a place a lot of people get hung up in their manifestation. They think all they have to do is think about it and it's going to land in their lap. And it is true that thinking about it and visualizing it is really important and talking about it. But, you know, I've got to get up in the morning and make phone calls and go do things. And some of those things aren't so fun.
You have to use your willpower, the third chakra, to move things forward, to get into action.
Because there's so many obstacles. There's so many things. I mean, in my life, it's so busy. I get so much email and the phone rings and I got to do this and this person needs an answer on that. And I get my whole day taken up with that. And then I forget, oh, I was creating something.
So you have to use your willpower to push through the obstacles and to move aside the distractions and to take step-by-step actions that move you forward.
That's right. And I have to let my energy be bigger than my obstacles.
Mm-hmm. So obstacles come up, and you have to work with each one. You have to move each one aside. And that requires a lot of passion.
Mm-hmm. And passion is the realm of the second chakra, which is the element water. Think of a river flowing down. The closer it gets to the sea, the more water there is flowing in it, the more power there is in that water, and the more it just starts to carry you. So as you start to go, oh, I think I found it, or I found the right architect, or I finally see the drawing of the plans, and they look just like what I was visioning, and I'm so excited, that gives me passion for what I'm doing.
So you move one obstacle aside at a time. You use your third chakra power and your second chakra passion to take step by steps, but you need a plan. You need to know what the steps are. You need to have them laid out. Otherwise, it just becomes a chaotic mess.
A chaotic mess, or it can become really overwhelming. Like, oh, I have really big projects. If somebody wants to create something that is a long process and involves many people, like a company or bringing a new product to the market, that's a very complex thing, and it can be very overwhelming if you don't break it down into little distinct steps. But if you have a plan and this step and that step, if you take one every day and you just keep going, sooner or later, you'll get there.
So you've taken your idea in the seventh chakra.
Mm-hmm.
You've visualized it clearly in the sixth chakra.
Mm-hmm.
You've begun communicating it to other people in the fifth chakra. That hones the vision and makes it clearer. And then you've gotten into relationships in the fourth chakra. And you've begun moving the world. You've begun moving people and things and mass around in order to bring things together using the third chakra of your power and the relationships in the fourth chakra. And then with passion and love, you can move it all the way through to step-by-step actions and actually make it happen. And poof, what do you end up with?
You end up with your manifestation. In this case, it'll be a house.
And then you get to celebrate.
But that last step, bringing it down to the first chakra, is a matter of completing each step. Because anything left incomplete is unfinished and you don't have a complete manifestation. Like, I wouldn't want to buy a house that had everything but the south wall and that was open to the rain, you know?
Right.
We couldn't turn in this book if we had written everything except for the last chapter and said, oh, well, or we just left off chapter three, you know? You have to complete each step in order to have a complete manifestation.
And our code words for the first chakra are?
Matter matters.
Every bit, every matter matters, every step matters, and every completion matters. And it gets you to your manifestation. It gets you to what you wanted to create originally. So we've taken the manifestation process and broken it down into steps to make sure you don't leave any out and make sure you get to create what you intended.
So I'd like to just review the manifestation principles for each chakra.
Great.
That in the seventh chakra, it's consciousness that creates. And when you bring it down to sixth chakra and you visualize, your vision vitalizes what you're creating. When you talk about it, your conversation catalyzes it. When you bring love into your relationships, the love enlivens it. And you use your power to produce, so power produces. In the second chakra, pleasure pleases. We are pleased with the result if we, you know, work pleasure into it, and matter matters. If you follow these seven principles all the way down, you can take an idea or a dream all the way from dream to reality.
Sounds good to me. Let's get cracking.
Let's create on purpose.